My name is Chaplain Michael Dibe, and I am the lead chaplain here for Ontario Transport for Christ Ministries. And our primary ministry for our organization is missionaries to truck drivers. And the way that works is we have chapels all over the world. We have about 30-something chapels. And the chapel that I am responsible for is here in Ontario, California. My chapel is a 53-foot trailer that sits in the middle of a truck stop that has been converted into a church. On this trailer, we have a cross that sits on the top of it that lights up. It's 8 foot high, and it's very unique. We have services every night. We're open every day. One of the things that we do is every Sunday and during the week, we walk this 33 acres here, walk it, and we'll drive through it very carefully. And we'll get out, and if we can make eye contact, we say, hey, we're having a church service at 7 o'clock Pacific time or 11 o'clock Pacific time. And we'll ask them, would you like to come? And you'd be surprised. And they go, you know what? I'm Muslim. They let us know in a firm way, I'm Muslim. And we tell them in a very nice, loving way, well, God bless you. We don't care what you are. We're just having a church service, and you're welcome to come. And basically, we do work with truck drivers, but we also work with a lot of homeless people, because that's the type of people that you get inside a truck stop. And truck drivers, these guys are all over the United States. They never know where they're going to be from one day to the next. It's not easy for them just to pull up into a church and park their car and go, because they never know where they're going to be. But I was introduced to the Global Recording Network a couple of years ago, and they have been such a help. They give us gospel CDs in different languages. And as missionaries, most missionaries have to leave the comforts of their home, the comforts of their country that they're in, which in our case is the United States, and go overseas to another country to share the gospel. But in our situation, the world comes to us. What I mean by that is we have probably 70% of the drivers do not speak English, or they do, it's very broken. So when they come in here, I'll ask them, well, what's your native language? And we are able to give them the gospel in their language. So that's been a real help to us. And the recordings and the resources that they give us are CDs, which is every driver has a CD player. It works out great because, again, the number of languages that we use are languages I've never even heard of. Somebody might come in and ask me, do you have something in Swahili, Tanzania? And Global Recordings actually give us audio CDs that say Swahili, Tanzania. And there was a gentleman, I'll remember, two black men came in, and they're broken English, said, do you have anything in our language? And I asked him, well, where are you from? And he said, from Africa. I brought him to the back here, and I let him go through, and they saw the CD that said Swahili, Tanzania, Good News. And they were so excited. There were two of them. I gave him two, one for each one. He was so excited. He couldn't believe we had something like that. So we're just excited to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people from another country. We have a lot of people here from Saudi Arabia, and we have CDs in their language. And you know what? There's probably a lot of stories I don't even know, because we have these inside our chapel. We also have these outside of our chapel. So we don't know. This place never closes. It's open 24/7, the truck stop. So there could be somebody in the middle of the night walking by and stopping to see, oh, there's something in my language. And it could be from Russia. We have a lot of Russian truck drivers. So we have stuff from Russia, from Poland, and I could go on and on. We are so excited to be able to partner with this awesome ministry. They've been such a help to us. And that's how Transport for Christ partners with Global Recordings Network in telling the story of Jesus in every language.